Welcome back to another episode, episode 6 of Seeing Things for What It Is with Naya. Today I'm talking about toxic relationships. And it kind of seems like things, when it comes to toxic relationships, things are kind of getting normalized. I've been seeing it all on social media mainly. I've seen it in actual life, just the toxic relationships seem to be the thing now, and I just kind of think that's a little weird why the youth is glorifying such a detrimental thing. It can hurt your mental health and other people around you if you're affected by it, because sometimes people just don't know that they're toxic as well. So they definitely bring the toxicity into other relationships, and depending on how bad it is, you end up by yourself because nobody wants to deal with that, So I think this topic's really important to talk about, especially since it's going on a lot. And I feel like people around my age and younger definitely need some guidance when it comes to things like that. They get the wrong things mixed up with love. Unhealthy habits in a relationship is not love at all. And today I just want to give you guys a few examples and talk about that, and what's healthy and what's not healthy in a relationship. Before we start, here's a quick anchor ad that I would love for you all to hear. So yeah, I really just don't like the fact that, toxic relationships are getting normalized. I'm just gonna explain what a toxic relationship means, or get the idea of what it means. And toxic relationship defines as any relationship that does not support each other, conflict, and one seeks to undermine the other person, disrespect and lack of comprehension and cohesiveness. So I just think that's not something to be glorifying. It's really not good for either one of you if either one of you is toxic. Like, one of you is toxic and the other one's not, or both of you is toxic. It's just like clashing over and over again. That's just, and most of the time people just don't leave relationships like that. They just stay. I kind of feel like people get addicted to behaviors that aren't right, and that's why a lot of people stay in those toxic relationships, because they kind of get a rise out of it. And that's kind of another wording for somebody that is toxic. They get a rise out of, bullying people or doing manipulative things to people. They think it's fun. So, it's just really not a good situation to be in. I've definitely been in a toxic relationship. Actually, a few, actually. And it took me a few years to even realize that that's what it was. In my first toxic relationship, it was abusive. My second one, it was more of a mental, emotional abuse type of thing. And in my third one was just, I don't even know. It was just, it was, they all was just a fucking train wreck. Excuse my language, but they was all just a train wreck. So, none of them were good. None of them I regret leaving. I'm happy I left all of those relationships. So I just wanted to tell you guys a few things of unhealthy love, basically toxicity in a relationship. Okay, so here's a few signs. So isolation is one of the signs. Basically, your partner taking you away from your family, friends, convincing you that they are the best thing that's ever happened to you in your life and nothing else matters besides them. You know, basically just manipulating you into thinking that, just trying to get you away from your family and friends. So when you are wanting to rely on somebody, they're the only one that you rely on because you had already cut everybody else off because of your partner. And that's your partner manipulating you into thinking that. And I've definitely been in a situation like that last year. I was in a relationship and for no reason, he would just start talking about my friend and everything, just saying stuff about her, like, oh, she's jealous of us. Oh, why she act like that? This and that. You know, just, you know, as time went on, he was just talking, like, a lot of shit about her and everything. And, you know, it was just, I didn't realize it at that moment or anything that that's what he was trying to do. And also, he didn't really like my family like that either. You know, my grandmother, they didn't like her. And was just basically talking about them too. And yes, I know I had to do my part in stopping it. But I wasn't in the right state of mind at that moment. And I know if it would happen now, it would be something different. But, you know, as long as I recognize my mistakes, that's fine. Yeah, so he basically kind of just manipulated me into thinking that he's really just the only one there for me, the only one that cares about me. And that's how I just ended up moving to Ohio with him. And that whole thing just crashed and burned, and I ended up coming back to Pennsylvania where I live at. And me and him ended pretty bad, so yeah. I definitely do not regret leaving that relationship. I'm so happy and thankful that I did. But yeah, so that was just an example of that. Another thing is belittling. Like, making jokes about you, making you feel like you're overreacting to how you feel towards it. You know, like, they're making fun of you in front of somebody or in public, just saying hurtful things, maybe saying things about something that you don't want to talk about or is none of anybody else's business, and they try to make a joke about it in front of other people, and they clearly see that, you know, you don't think it's a joke. And I tell people this all the time, just because you think it's funny doesn't mean I think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people that don't take that into consideration. Like, they think just because it's a joke that you're just supposed to lighten up. And I've also heard, like, you know, there's always some truth in a joke. That's why I really don't like joking with people like that. Unless I really, really, really know you, like, that much to be joking with you like that. But I don't like to joke with people because, like I said, there's always a little truth in that joke, okay? So even if they say, oh, it's just a joke, listen, there's some shade in that joke, okay? So that's why I don't like to do it. So if somebody's, like, belittling you, you know, trying to make you feel like you're overreacting for how you feel over something that made you feel a way, don't let them make you feel like you're overreacting, because you're not, okay? I can definitely give myself and put myself out there as an example. One of my relationships, so I would go out with him, And he would just say like slick things to me out in public, like try to embarrass me kind of like in front of people that we had no idea who they were, you know. And I never liked it, and I always made it clear that I didn't like that. But of course, you know, like I said, they always like, oh, you're overreacting type of thing. And like, is this a joke and everything like that? And, you know, even with him saying that, I never really kept my mouth shut about it. If I felt a way, I want to say that I felt a way. And he never took my feelings into consideration every time I talked about that. So eventually, I just started doing the same thing back to him. I got, you know, it's not really healthy to do, but, you know, I guess it was just playing tit for tat at that point. You know, whenever he said something to me, I'll say something back to him, but I never, like, started anything with him, because that just wasn't me. You know, I wasn't that type of person to be trying to belittle somebody and make them feel like they're nothing, you know, they don't support you in nothing that you do. Every time you're excited about something, they don't seem like they're excited for you. They just like, oh, well, you're crazy for even thinking that. Also, that's another thing too. He was always, every time I say, oh, I want to be a model, or I want to go to school for this, I want to do this, he was like, oh, why you want to do that? Why don't you just stay here and just work and all that, you know, things like that. He never supported anything that I did at all. And now that I think back at it right now, that's so sad. Like, why wouldn't you want to support me in the things that I've done? You know what I'm saying? It goes for anybody. Like, why would you want to be with somebody and not support anything that they're doing? Even if you might think that they might not get to it, or, you know, supporting them doesn't hurt. You know what I'm saying? And telling them that they're not going to get to it isn't helping either. Like, you're supposed to be supportive. You're supposed to be a part of the support system. And you're just making things worse. You're just making your partner feel like they shouldn't even tell you anything anymore. Because all you're going to say is, oh, well, you're probably not going to get it anyway. So, I don't know why you're trying. Basically. So, no. Okay. So, another example of unhealthy love is intensity. Basically, overwhelming, suffocating, you know, paying attention. Pay attention to your feelings and the pace of it. If you feel like maybe you have to rush your feelings because some of your partner's feelings are getting, you know, a little more for you, please don't do that. Don't make yourself rush your feelings. You know, go at your own pace. You know, if it's real, it'll catch up to however the other person's feeling about you. You know, don't ever let somebody make you feel like, you know, if they say, oh, you don't feel the same way about me, oh, like, they start doing some weird stuff or acting weird towards you just because they don't feel the same exact way. Just because you don't feel the same way about them as they do for you. You know, everybody has their own pace. Everybody has their own timing. Especially if you're just getting to know each other and you're just dating each other. You know, it takes time to really get somebody. And sometimes people are scared to even get to know somebody at all. So, you know, if they want to go at a slower pace this time, let them go at a slower pace. It's okay. As long as you're doing your part and they're doing their part, everything should be fine. And everything will fall into place. Period. So just, you know, take your time on everything. It's okay. You know. And so I'm going to move to the next one. Constant fighting. If you're just like arguing about just the dumbest things, like all the time, like sometimes even after the argument, you're like, what was we even arguing about? Because that was just so stupid. Like, you don't have to argue about the dumbest things. Like, and if you are, the relationship probably isn't for you, especially if you guys just started dating. Maybe you guys should just let it go. You're not compatible. if you're already arguing like maniacs already, like, just let it go. It's okay. There's a billion people out here, and you'll find somebody else that you could be compatible with. You know, if you feel the need that you need to hide things from your partner too, I think it might be time for you to go. Hiding things always lead to bigger things, you know. I've caught my ex hiding stuff. You know, he would blame me for infidelity, or not blame, accuse me of infidelity, and I wasn't doing anything. But, you know, the whole thing about that, the whole time he was accusing me, the whole time he was doing that. That's why he was saying, you know, worried about what I was doing, because that's what he was doing. When you really pay attention to somebody and you really care about them, you'll notice little changes in them too. Me personally, I noticed when I was with my ex, he started to like hide his phone. When I had his phone, he would like take it from me. But I noticed that, because at first he wouldn't be taking his phone from me like that, or turning his phone away from me while he's on it. He would never do that. So that was definitely an automatic, like, it was so noticeable, like, for me, because he hadn't did it before. And I'm just, like, off bat. I'm like, that's a little weird. Like, why are you hiding your phone? So, I decided to take it upon myself to go see what he was hiding. And I definitely found some stuff in there. Actually, a lot of things. So, you know, just pay attention to things like that. You know, if they're blaming you for things, some 9 times out of 10, they are doing it. Especially if you're seriously not doing it, they're probably doing it. Or they just have really, really bad trust issues. And you definitely don't want to be with somebody that has bad trust issues. You could try to talk to them about it before you just decide to call it quits. But if nothing's changing, if they're not putting in the effort to change, then that's going to be a lot of stress on you. And you're not supposed to be in a relationship to be getting stressed out over the dumbest things like that. You know, I'm pretty sure anybody would rather just be single than to be in a relationship that you're completely stressed about. So, and never let your partner make you feel insecure. If they make you feel insecure, I definitely don't think you should be with them at all. Like, just, you can make yourself feel so much better without being with somebody that's making you feel like sugar, honey, iced tea. Shit, by the way. Excuse my language, but I usually say that. But, don't let anybody make you feel insecure. You know. I'm going to use myself as an example again. Just because, you know, all of these things that I listed, I went through every single one. And I can name a lot more. And I went through every single one, too. And, you know, I think we all go through it. You know, it's okay to be jealous. It's okay to be a little insecure when it comes to your partner, because you care about them, you know. But once it gets to a certain level of, you know, when it's too much, overwhelming, you know, then it's like, okay, we need to either talk about this, figure it out, or we just going to have to call it quits, because you don't want to have to deal with that. Like, it's very stressing for you to be dealing with something that doesn't have to be dealt with. Don't you get tired of going back and forth in your head about things that aren't even really happening, things that shouldn't be happening? Like, that gets tiring. And I've been there, done that. Like, I've sat in my bed for days, weeks, thinking about the same thing over and over and over again, like trying to convince myself that I'm the one that was the problem when I really wasn't. But, you know, the fact that I cared about the person so much, I'm just like, well, what did I do wrong? I didn't, listen, you don't do nothing wrong, okay? If somebody's doing something that's messed up to you, that's something that is in them that they have to deal with. You know, don't ever blame yourself for nothing that somebody else will do. You know, it sucks that they're doing it to you, but you have to just recognize, you know, those things. But the next thing I want to talk about is signs of healthy love. You know, I do want to talk about that and maybe how to overcome. I always want to talk about overcoming these things that are a problem, because it's important. I don't want to just talk about the things that are hurting you, the things that are wrong. You know, you have to talk about how to get over it, how to be okay, how to deal with it, how to go about it the right way. You know, not fighting, cursing. You know, there's always different ways other than physically harming somebody or emotionally harming somebody and things like that. And I want to talk about that so bad. So that's going to be my next thing I'm talking about.
Before we continue, here is a brief anchor ad.
So, signs of healthy love, okay? Basically, the things that I'm going to be saying are basically the opposite of everything that I said in healthy love, an unhealthy love. But here's some of the few things that I've, you know, come to terms with that can be a sign of healthy love. So, stability, you know, fondness, deep affection. You know, once you feel like in your heart and in your mind when you're with somebody that you can be stable with them mentally, emotionally, when you can really just give your all to them without having any doubts, I really feel like that's, you know, that's really healthy. That's really needed for both people to have in order for the relationship to go in a good direction. You know, if you feeling like, you know, just like if you just feel like overwhelmed, and that's just, you know, not really too stable, you know, it's okay to have that deep affection with each other and knowing that you have each other there for, and you're not going anywhere, and just that sense of, you know, like stability, you know what I'm saying? Like, just that sense of you're there for me and I'm here for you, and that's what it is. And another thing is independence, you know, staying connected to healthy things in your life, like your family, your friends, the things that you love to do. You know, like hobbies, maybe sports, going out with your friends, you know, things like that. As long as, you know, your partner is like, oh, you know, go ahead. Like, go ahead and go out, you know, go ahead and do this, you know. Like, I'll be home when you're done, you know, if they don't want to go. Or they might want to go with you too. Doesn't matter if you want them to. But if you don't want them to come with you when you just want to have some you time, then that's okay. Then they should be okay with that. It becomes too much when they want to be with you everywhere you're going. Like, you just want to, they want to know your every single move, and that's just a no-no. So as long as you have some independency in your relationship, it's okay to want to do some things for yourself, and it's healthy, you know. You don't have to be up under each other every single day. It's really not healthy. Like, you just need some time to yourself. And I know I'm one to want time to myself. And I was in a relationship last year. That man wanted to be up under me all the damn time. And eventually I got, you know, tired of it, because I just wanted some me time. Like, and it was so annoying having to be around him all the time after a while. Because he just wanted to know where I was at, what I was doing, who I was talking to, and just trying to control, like, every move I'm making. And it was so annoying. It's so irritating. That definitely kills things in, you know, the connection that you guys have in a relationship. So if somebody's, you know, acting like that, just leave them alone. It's really not worth it, you know, a year or two down the line going through the same thing. So definitely find somebody that you can have independence in the relationship with, and that you're okay with them having their independence as well. It's not only one-sided. Okay? So another one is concern, you know, open communication, setting boundaries, setting mutual boundaries with each other, listening, and a mutual trust. I think boundaries are definitely something that people should set in a relationship, just so people can get an idea of what type of person you are, what they expect from you, what they're going to tolerate, really, you know, things that, you know, should make a relationship work. And if you don't like the boundaries that you guys have together or set for each other, like I said, it has to be mutual. So if you're not agreeing with that, and then, you know, the relationship probably just not going to work. Don't ever change your boundaries because somebody else doesn't like it. If that's what you want to do and that's how you feel, then stick with it. Don't, somebody that wants to be with you will appreciate it and will do what they have to do just to be with you if they really like you that much. So don't ever change anything, you know, for yourself. Don't ever change your standards or anything. And make sure you guys can trust each other. I think trust is big. Big. One of the biggest things in a relationship. Without trust, there isn't really a relationship. It's like, what are you guys is there for if you guys can't trust each other? Do not get in a relationship if you have trust issues. And you need to work on yourself. You need to work on being able to trust people, because that'll just kill the vibes in the relationship. You have so much trust issues. You're bothering your significant other, always wanting to see their phone, just little things like that. Like I said earlier, like, you always want to know where they're at, who they're with, and cutting people off in their life that they've been new because you're just jealous. So, make sure you guys can have a mutual trust in the relationship. It'll make everything healthy in the relationship, like, a good start. Everything I'm saying is a good start to a decent relationship, at least. It's not going to ever be perfect, but it'll be perfect for you guys. And, you know, just do the right things in that relationship to make it work. So, another thing is, you know, generosity. Basically wanting to give instead of, manipulating somebody into thinking you owe them. Somebody that's trying to manipulate you would say, oh, you love me, right? So you do that for me. Basically manipulating you into doing something that you might not even agree to doing. Well, generosity is basically they want to give you love, their time. Generosity is selfless. Just something just straight from your heart. You don't want anything in return. You just want to give just because you care so much and you want to love them so much. That's just what it is. And if somebody's doing the complete opposite of that, then it's not generosity. Nobody owes you anything. You know, the relationship isn't about owing somebody. It's about loving each other, getting to know each other, and wanting to give your all. Not even just gifts too, but not even just gifts. It's like giving your best version of yourself to each other and doing the ultimate the best for each other and wanting to correct each other's mistakes, take accountability for each other's actions, and just to make things work with each other, you know, that's what I think generosity is. So that's a big part in, you know, a healthy relationship too. Don't get with somebody that's trying to manipulate you at all. If you don't know what manipulation is specifically, there's a ton of videos, a ton of articles, and a ton of books on them. So definitely go look it up if you don't know the signs of somebody trying to manipulate you, because some people are very good at manipulating you and you wouldn't even know. But especially if you don't know the signs or how people talk or the things people say, it's so easy to know if you know. But if you don't know, it's so easy for somebody to manipulate you. But I really encourage people to go look up how to decode people's words if they're manipulating you. That will definitely help you to understand that somebody is, okay? Because, you know, like I said, the serial killers out here, they were the most nicest people. They were the most nicest people, nicest manipulating people ever. You would never think that they had somebody in their basement next door. Never. So, you know, just look up things like that if you don't understand. I always look up things like that because I need to know if somebody is trying to do something sneaky, because you just need to know. In the type of world we're in today, you got to know almost anything, at least basic things, because you do not want to get caught up with the wrong person out here. I'm telling you, please be safe, seriously. Especially, you know, things are getting really crazy out here, and I really want everybody to be safe as much as possible. Teach your kids too. If you have any kids, please teach your kids, please. Okay, so after me rambling about that, let me get on to the last one. Honesty. Basically, just being open about how you're feeling. Just talking to each other. If you have a problem about something, talk to your partner about it. Don't let it go unnoticed. And your partner response should always be, how can we fix this? Okay, I understand. How do you want to go about this? It shouldn't be, oh, I'm not doing that. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have to fix anything. Okay, so if you're feeling a way, even if your partner doesn't understand what you're talking about, they're going to want to know what you're talking about, how they can make it better, you know what I'm saying? So there won't be any conflict if they really care about you. And that's really important. Your feelings are important. If they make you feel like your feelings are important, then that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? That's the best feeling in the world, that having somebody that cares about how you feel, even if they don't understand what you're even talking about. Because sometimes people just do things and they don't understand that they're doing it. And the fact that you're saying that this is the problem, and they're trying to understand what you're meaning, and they want to fix it just to make you happy and to have a better relationship, then that's really awesome. I definitely respect anybody that's out there that wants to, you know, do the right thing when it comes to the person that they love. Because there's a lot of people that don't want to do that at all. So I appreciate people like that. I'm definitely one of those people. I used to be a little stubborn. Like, I didn't think I did anything at all. Anything. But I understand now. Like, sometimes, you know, I may come off a little aggressive when I talk, and I try to calm myself down just for the sake of my relationship, because I really want it to work and I really want us to be okay. and he always tells me how he feels about anything, and I make sure I always tell him how I feel, even if it's hard for me to tell, because I'm so used to not telling people how I feel, because I feel like it never mattered, that I've gotten so used to being reserved about how I felt and not saying anything. So when I do say something to my boyfriend, it's really hard for me to even, I really don't even want to say anything, but I literally have to force myself to say something if I have an issue with anything, because I just don't want to feel like I'm being a problem or just saying things just to say things. But that just comes from past relationships I've been in. They made me feel like I was the problem and I wasn't. And anything I said was just a problem. And that's not how it's supposed to be. So I'm slowly opening up to feeling okay with saying how I feel, even though I still just don't feel good about saying anything yet. But I forced myself to say it. If you feel uncomfortable, definitely say something anyway. You know, if you can't say it on the phone, maybe say it in a text. It's okay, as long as you get the point out there and let your partner know that this is the issue and this is what I want to work on, and so we can be okay and move past it, you know. So that was all the, you know, signs of healthy love. I really hope that my points were informative to everybody. Let's not make toxic relationships normal. I feel like it's so normal now. I see it too much. I see people stay in relationships for years, and they haven't been happy with each other after the second year of them being together. And they've been together for like 5, 6, 7 years already. And I'm just like, why are you just doing that to yourself? You know, you're killing yourself slowly in your head. Like, that's not even just, you know what I'm saying? Like, people just don't understand what they're doing to their self, you know. And also, you're blocking your blessings, you know, having negative people in your life. I've noticed that when I cut off people that I didn't need in my life anymore, a whole bunch of blessings just came out the woodworks. I was like, oh my God. And I'm not even exaggerating. I'm so serious. I swear. Every time I stopped talking to my ex like months and months ago. But when I was talking to him, it was like things that I wanted wasn't going the way I wanted to go. But as soon as I cut him off earlier this year, all my blessings started coming back to back every single month after that. Every single month, and still now. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, God did not want me to share my blessings with him. That's what it was. He wanted me to get rid of him first so he can give me the things that I needed. And I did that. And I definitely got the things that I needed for myself. And I've been working on it myself, doing my part as well. So I strongly encourage people to cut the bad people out of your life. And, you know, toxic relationships aren't always a romantic relationship. It can be, you know, your family, your friendships, anything. Any type of relationship can be toxic. So don't think I'm just talking about just a intimate or a romantic relationship. If it's no good for you, it's no good for you. I know sometimes it's really, really hard to cut off family members that you grew up around. But if it's protecting you and your peace, then that's all that matters. That's all that matters is you, you know. If you can love them from a distance, then do that. I think that may be the best option for a lot of people sometimes. You got to do what you got to do for yourself. if you want a family of your own, sometimes you just don't want certain things rubbing off on your kids too, especially if you're trying to be a better person. So just got to do what you got to do for yourself and your family, and you'll be okay. And God will understand what you're doing, so don't feel bad. Don't feel too bad, you know. It sucks, I know, because I cut off a lot of people with my family, and it really, really hurts me that I had to do that. But I have to think about myself first, my mental health first. It's so important. I've been dealing and battling back and forth with depression for too long, and I don't want to deal with it anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and accept anything from anybody anymore. I can't do it. It hurts me so bad, and I've definitely realized that in the last year, okay? Do what you have to do for yourself. Love yourself enough to know when something's wrong. Love yourself enough to know when things are going wrong in your relationship as well. And once you understand what's wrong, then you can tackle it. You can work on it. But if it can't be worked on, if your partner doesn't want to work on it with you, then it's just time to go. It's hard, but you need to let it go. Let it go. Especially if it's abusive, physical and emotional abuse. Let it go, please. For the sake of you, I'm begging you. Do not stay in a relationship that somebody is physically and emotionally abusing you. It is not fun. It is, you do not deserve that. Please leave that relationship. If any of my listeners would like to talk to me about any of their situations in their relationships, and they don't know if it is toxic, if it's not toxic, feel free to hit me up. I'm all ears, and I definitely love to help people out as much as I can. You know, we all make mistakes sometimes, so it's okay to make a mistake. I really love all my listeners, and I love everybody that's been supporting me. I really appreciate you guys. And I want you guys to be safe and, you know, have a good night. And, you know, make sure you're going to sleep knowing that the person that you're laying next to really, really loves you. And it's not anything toxic. And if it's you that's toxic, make sure you understand that, you know. That sometimes people just don't know that they're toxic because that's just something that's normal in their life. That's just something that's normal that they've seen coming up in their childhood, so they don't understand. And, you know, if you do understand and that's how your partner is, also take that into consideration, but also talk to them about it. If they don't want to understand it, then you need to cut them out of your life. You can't. It's only so much you can take as a human being. You need to do what you have to do for yourself first. You have to protect your mind first. You have to protect your peace first, your emotions first. You come first, okay? And having somebody in your life to love is an add. It's just an add-on. It's not a necessity, okay? It's something that you want. It's not something that you need. Okay, just remember that. So I hope you guys have a wonderful night. I stayed up all day. I was so busy all day, and I finally got home and relaxed and drank some wine and did my podcast for you guys because I really wanted to talk about this. It's so important. Have a good night, everybody. And let me know if you guys want to talk. My Instagram is Naya Sutton. It should be in my bio. But I'll spell it out. It's NIYASUTTON. Naya Sutton. Okay? Have a good night, everybody. All love. Hey, guys. So don't forget to go subscribe, like, comment, and share. I would love to hear you guys' feedback on my podcast. I appreciate all the love that you guys have been showing me. It's very appreciated. I swear to you, I can't thank you guys enough for the love that I have been giving. Also, I do have a YouTube. I have mentioned it before. Make sure you guys go subscribe to YouTube. I do hair, beauty, and things on there. You can keep up with me on my Instagram. I mostly post on there when I'm promoting everything. And keep up with me when I'm about to post my podcast episodes as well. Again, my Instagram is Naya Sutton. And my YouTube name is Naya Nadia. It's going to be in the bio. If you can't find it in the bio, it'll be on my Instagram as well. So I hope you guys have a great night. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And stay safe out here with the COVID. And make sure you guys go vote as well. It's important. So have a good night or have a good day wherever you guys are listening to it from or whenever you're going to listen to it. Good night, guys.